ASM art, all the lot essays for Gerhard Richter paintings for sale during Freeze Week 2019, in order of sale, compiled from Christie's, Phillips, and Sotheby's, and read in ASMR voice for Greg.org. Recorded at the National Gallery October 1st, 2019. Lot 7, A Shimmering Illusion of Matrimonial Bliss, Gerhard Richter's Brautpaar Blau, Bride and Groom Blue, 1966, is a rare work in color from the seminal series of photo paintings that launched his career, unseen in public during its lifetime. It stems from one of the most important years of the artist's early practice, standing alongside major works such as Emma, Akt auf einer Treppe, Museum Ludwig Cologne, and Zwei Liebesperre, Daros Collection Zurich. Based on a photograph published in the magazine Quick, it painstakingly mimics the qualities of the original snapshot, translating its palette to a soft blue tone, unique in this body of work. Working in the aftermath of the Second World War, Richter was fascinated by the truth claims of photography and sought to place painting in dialogue with his aesthetic condition. In so doing, he launched a pioneering investigation into the relationship between reality and its reproduction, a quest that would ultimately lead him into abstraction. Much like Andy Warhol's death and disaster paintings produced during the same period, the present work demonstrates Richter's particular interest in everyday images, the ubiquitous flood of snapshots that populated family albums and newspaper articles. Many were chosen for their subversive commentary on bourgeois life. Indeed, the present work's source, despite its seemingly joyful narrative, was taken from an article that interrogated the institution of marriage. Richter amassed multiple photographs of this nature in his personal compendium, Atlas, and the resulting canvases stand among his most poignant. Images from the same album leaf as the present work source give rise to significant paintings now held in the Pinakothek der Moderne, Munich, the Museum Frieder Burda, Baden-Baden, and the Museum Brandhorst, Munich. The year 1966 was a pivotal moment in Richter's early career, marked by a stream of exceptional photo paintings, including Reise Büro, San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, Yad Gesellschaft, the Art Institute of Chicago, Helga Matura, Art Gallery of Ontario, and Helga Matura mit Verlobtem, Museum Kunstpalast Düsseldorf. It was also a time of growing critical and commercial success, thanks in part to the landmark exhibition staged with his friend and comrade Sigmar Bolka that March in Gallery H in Hanover. There, the two artists established themselves as tongue-in-cheek critics of contemporary post-war society, proclaiming their allegiance to so-called capitalist realism. Richter's fascination with found imagery in particular seemed to align him conceptually with the concerns of pop art. He, on the other hand, placed his roots in the work of Marcel Duchamp, whose touring retrospective he had attended the previous year. Since their inception in 1962, Richter's photo paintings had adopted an almost exclusively gray spectrum, owing to the artist's use of black and white source images. In 1966, however, his interest in ready-made objects would ultimately lead him into color. That year saw the beginning of his legendary color charts, based on printed chromatic grids that he found in his local paint store. The present work, with its singular blue palette, may be seen to precipitate the artist's move away from monochrome. So too did Emma, based for the first time on a color photograph. The all-over saturation of Brautpaar Blau, meanwhile, establishes a further point of correspondence with Warhol's silkscreens, recalling the benign primary hues with which he veiled his enigmatic subjects. Richter's early photo paintings ultimately established the conceptual parameters of his later practice. The works, like many of their subjects, sat in a liminal, ambiguous zone, simultaneously celebrating and critiquing the conditions of both photography and painting. The results were new objects, which combined the apparatus of the latter with the visual appearance of the former. "I am not trying to imitate a photograph. I am trying to make one," Richter explained. "I am not producing paintings that remind you of a photograph. I am producing photography by other means." Gerhard Richter, interview with Rolf Schoen, in 36 Biennale, Venice, 1972, exhibition catalog, Folkwang Museum, Essen, 1972, page 23. Richter initially used a drawn pencil grid to transfer the source image to canvas, subsequently investing in an episcope. Through this process, the artist identified a way of operating that would eventually lead him to dissolve the boundaries between figuration and abstraction. "When I draw a person, an object, I have to make myself aware of proportion, accuracy, abstraction or distortion, and so forth," he explains. "When I paint from a photograph, conscious thinking is eliminated. The photograph has an abstraction of its own, which is not easy to see through." Gerhard Richter notes 1964 to 1965 in Dietmar Elger and Hans-Ulrich Obrist, editors. Gerhard Richter text, writings, interviews, and letters, 1961 to 2007, London, 2009, page 29. Such words seem to prefigure his later use of the squeegee, which similarly required the artist to submit to forces beyond his control. The present work eloquently captures the dawn of this approach. Bride and groom blur into an indeterminate haze in the thrilling collision of painting, photography, reality, and illusion. Lot 11, with its mesmerizing kaleidoscopic surface, 7.3.86, belongs to the series of oils on paper that form a fascinating complement to Gerhard Richter's Abstracta Bilder, abstract paintings. Titled after their date of creation, these works punctuate the artist's practice at various intervals from the early 1980s onwards. Other examples from March 1986 are held in the Museum of Modern Art, New York, and the Kunstmuseum Winterthur. Diverse in color and rich in textural variety, they provided a crucial forum for Richter as he made the pivotal move towards free abstraction during the mid-1980s, allowing him to experiment with new tools and approaches. "Drawing or painting on paper is more impulsive than painting on canvas," he explained. "It's less possible to control. And that makes the work more intimate and closer to your feelings. Another thing that fascinates me is that the whiteness of paper creates a space that is different from canvas." Gerhard Richter, interview with Anna Tilrow, 1987, reproduced in Dietmar Elger and Hans-Ulrich Obrist, editors. Gerhard Richter, text, writings, interviews, and letters, 1961 to 2007, London, 2009, page 192. Seemingly infinite in its rich chromatic depths, 7.3.86 demonstrates the artist's burgeoning exploration of the squeegee, a tool to which he would fully surrender himself in 1986, and which would give rise to some of his finest works. Indeed, the achievements of this period precipitated an era of professional triumph, marked by his first major touring retrospective held in Germany that year. Included in the exhibition Gerhard Richter Works on Paper, 1983 to 1986, at the Museum Overholland, Amsterdam, shortly afterwards, the present work offers a compelling insight into the genesis of Richter's greatest period. Richter's abstract paintings were initiated in 1976, following the controlled rigor of his photorealist paintings, color charts, and gray monochromes. Initially, these so-called smooth abstracts relied heavily on sketches and photographic material, which Richter would project onto canvas and use as a guide. By the early 1980s, he had begun to dispense with these props, working freely on large-scale surfaces for the first time, rejecting structured premeditation. The artist embraced the unruly substance of paint as his primary subject matter, exploring and manipulating its properties through a series of implements. By the time of the present work, Richter had begun a sustained engagement with the squeegee, which would subsequently become his signature tool. Swept over layers of wet-on-wet paint, it produced unpredictable patterns of marbled color, creating near-geological terrains of fissures and rivulets. For Richter, the squeegee is the most important implement for integrating coincidence into his art, writes Dietmar Elger. He came to appreciate how the structure of paint applied with a squeegee can never be completely controlled. Dietmar Elger, Gerhard Richter, A Life in Painting, Chicago 2009, page 251. Whilst the present work retains the illusionistic underlayer characteristic of works from this period, a half-visible structure reminiscent of branches, it bears witness to the fervent energy with which Richter harnessed this new approach. Hints of squeegee texture collide with visible modifications made by the artist, overpainting and carved into his modeled surface, using both ends of the paintbrush. In its seemingly endless hypnotic layers, we see Richter revel in the new creative possibilities that would take his painterly investigations to new heights over the following decade. Lot 12, with its hypnotic expanse of color and texture, Abstractus Bild is a monumental vision dating from a watershed moment in Gerhard Richter's career. Acquired shortly after its creation, it is among the largest canvases produced during the pivotal year of 1984, standing alongside works held in the Museum of Fine Arts Boston, the Pinakothek der Moderne Munich, and the Staatsgalerie Stuttgart. Over a smooth ground of shifting chromatic registers, Richter layers glistening strata of vibrant green and red, demonstrating his early command of the squeegee that would become his signature tool. Thick horizontal and vertical beams puncture the surface, interspersed with delicate linear fissures and flashes of brilliant white, heralding the artist's move towards large-scale free abstraction. The work belongs to a group of 9 paintings created for the 1984 exhibition From Here, 2 months of New German Art in Düsseldorf, curated by Caspar Koenig. It was with these canvases, according to Dietmar Elger, that Richter finally succeeded in breaking through to the international art market. Dietmar Elger, Gerhard Richter, A Life in Painting, Chicago 2009, page 263. As the artist took his place on the global stage, fueled by the prospect of his first major touring retrospective in 1986, the tenets of his abstract painterly practice began to solidify. The work's complex, fractured surface bears witness to his expanding inventory of tools which, alongside the squeegee, included palette knives, different-sized brushes, and their handles. Beneath this furor, it is illuminated with the same ethereal glow as his celebrated Kerze candle photo paintings of this period, flickering like a distant, fragile illusion. As hints of figurative reality jostle with painterly pyrotechnics, the work demonstrates the dialogue between abstraction and representation that has come to define Richter's practice. Between 1982 and 1987, Richter undertook some of his most important and innovative abstract explorations. His early smooth abstract paintings, begun in 1976, had relied heavily on pre-existing studies and snapshots as visual aids. Indeed, the present work's illusionistic underlayer recalls the near-photographic sheen of these initial canvases. By the early 1980s, however, he had begun to work freely on a large scale for the first time, allowing himself to be guided by the intrinsic properties of pigment itself. Embracing chance and contingency as essential elements of his practice, Richter postulated an increasingly autonomous existence for painting, bringing indeterminacy into a heuristic dialogue with his arsenal of painterly tools. Speaking of the artist's practice during the 1980s, Roald Nosgaard explains how Richter will begin a new group of paintings by placing a number of primed canvases around the walls of his studio, eventually working on several or all of them at the same time, like a chess player simultaneously playing several boards. He begins by applying a soft ground of red, yellow, blue, or green, but then it must be altered with a new move, a first form, a large brushstroke, a track of color drawn out with a squeegee, a geometric shape. Step by step, the painting changes in appearance, sometimes sharply, with each new accretion and goes through several states. They are finished when there is no more I can do with them, when they exceed me, or they have something that I can no longer keep up with. Roald Nosgard, The Abstract Paintings in TNEF Editor, Gerhard Richter Paintings, London, 1988, page 108. Photographs from the artist studio show the present work at the very heart of this process. Having left Dusseldorf for Cologne with his new wife, Isa Genskin, Richter entered a period of professional triumph during the mid-1980s. The resurgence of painting within neo-expressionist circles and elsewhere brought a new level of international interest to his abstract paintings. In 1981, Richter had featured in the legendary group exhibition A New Spirit in Painting, held at London's Royal Academy of Arts, where his works were shown alongside canvases by artists such as Philip Guston, Willem de Kooning, Georg Baselitz, Cy Twombly, and Sigmar Boelke. Within this context, Richter's works stood out as pioneers, counterbalancing the visceral painterly outpourings of his contemporaries with a thought-filled near-conceptual approach to the medium. The sustained and purposeful nature of his approach was highlighted by the critical response to his 1986 retrospective, a major showing of 133 works that toured museums across Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. As Dietmar Elger writes, the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung named him one of the most interesting skeptics and tacticians of doubt, whilst Der Spiegel asserted that no one else has explored the potential of painting in an age of mass photography in as coolly engaged and intelligent a manner as he has, or has been as tough and ready to experiment as he is. Dietmar Elger, Gerhard Richter, A Life in Painting, Chicago 2009, page 264. This landmark exhibition was followed by an extensive North American touring retrospective in 1988, which served to cement the artist's reputation across the Atlantic. By the end of the decade, Richter was widely hailed as one of the most exciting artists of his time, a view that would continue to evolve during the 1990s. Ultimately, Richter's abstract works offered new hope to a generation that had lost faith in the act of painting. Appearing before the viewer like natural topographies with little trace of the artist's hand, they suggested that pigment had the power to create its own narratives. "I am more concerned now to have my paintings evolve of their own accord," he claimed. "I don't work at random, but in a more planned way, in the sense that I let a thing happen by chance, then correct it, and so on. The actual work consists in taking what appears, looking at it, then deciding whether it's acceptable or not." Gerhard Richter quoted in Dietmar Elger and Hans Ulrich Obrist editors, Gerhard Richter, Text, Writings, Interviews, and Letters, 1961 to 2007, London 2009, page 275. The squeegee was to become one of Richter's most important tools in this regard, coercing paint into independent, incalculable formations. It blurred the relationship between the artist's mind, eye, and hand. "It is a good technique for switching off thinking," Richter explained. "Consciously, I can't calculate the result, but subconsciously I can sense it. This is a nice between state," Gerhard Richter quoted in S. Kolderhoff, Gerhard Richter, Die Macht der Malerei, in Art das Kunst magazine, December 1999, page 20. By limiting his own agency in this manner, Richter breathed new life into the medium. It was no longer simply a vehicle for depiction, but rather a means of envisioning alternative realities beyond the scope of human cognition. With its thin veil of light, flickering like a beacon through the layers of paint, the present work eloquently captures the dawn of this brave or new world. Lot 13, with its halcyon rural vista, Visa Meadow, 1983, is an exquisite example of the celebrated photorealist German landscapes that Gerhard Richter produced during the 1980s. It is the second work within this extraordinary cycle, and a sister painting to Schöne Barn, Art Gallery of Ontario. Later examples are held in institutions worldwide, including the Museum of Modern Art, New York, and the Centre Georges Pompidou, Paris. Following on from his cloudscapes and seascapes of the late 1960s, these works represent the culmination of Richter's conceptual engagement with the romantic tradition of landscape painting. Based on one of the artist's own photographs taken in the Bavarian forest, it reproduces the shifting layers of focus embedded within the original snapshot. Though forged in deliberate dialogue with the paintings of artists such as Caspar David Friedrich, who wove grandiose hymns to the majesty of nature, the work ultimately subverts such traditions. Working in the aftermath of the Second World War, which had seen the heroic narratives of German Romanticism exploited by propaganda, Richter sought to emphasize the artificial nature of all imagery. As we approach the work, its warm, pastoral exterior dissolves before our eyes, leaving us to stare at an impenetrable mass of meticulous brushstrokes. Beautiful, serene, and yet ultimately unyielding, it is a nostalgic lament for painting's lost innocence. The work was unveiled at Richter's solo exhibition, Gerhard Richter, Neun Bilder, 1982-1987, at Gallery Fred Jahn, Munich, alongside eight other works that included a selection of his candle and skull paintings. It subsequently featured in the artist's landmark retrospective, Gerhard Richter Landscapes, held at the Sprengel Museum, Hanover, in 1998. Over the course of his six-decade-long career, Richter has probed the relationship between reality and illusion. It was through his early body of photo paintings, which deliberately mimicked the blurred effects of the camera, that he first came to explore abstraction. Figuration, he believed, was no less deceptive than non-representational idioms. His return to photorealism in the 1980s, at a time when his abstract works were becoming increasingly complex, demonstrates his lack of distinction between the two modes. Neither free elaboration nor precise reproduction, he believed, could bridge the cavernous abyss between man and nature. Writing in 1986, Richter explained that, quote, "My landscapes are not only beautiful or nostalgic, with a romantic or classical suggestion of lost paradises, but above all untruthful. And by untruthful, I mean the glorifying way we look at nature. Nature, which in all its forms is always against us, because it knows no meaning, no pity, no sympathy, because it knows nothing and is absolutely mindless. The total antithesis of ourselves, absolutely inhuman." Gerhard Richter notes, 1986, quoted in Hans-Ulrich Obrist, editor, Gerhard Richter, The Daily Practice of Painting, Writings and Interviews, 1962-1993, Cambridge, Mass., 1995, page 124. Though bathed in the glow of familiarity, the present work ultimately casts its subject matter as a distant mirage, vacant, unattainable, and unheimlich, as disarming and alien as any of his abstract panoramas. As Robert Storr writes, "Those who approach Richter's landscapes with a yearning for the exotic or the pastoral are greeted by images that first intensify that desire and then deflect it." Robert Storr, Gerhard Richter, 40 Years of Painting, Exhibition Catalog, Museum of Modern Art, New York, 2002, page 67. Visa testifies to Richter's changing relationship with photography during this period. A key strain of his practice, as documented in his personal album Atlas. Having dispensed with the medium as a prop for his abstract paintings, he began to revise its usage in his photorealist works. Switching from Kodachrome to Fujifilm, his photographs of this period moved away from with the muted atmospheric tones of his earlier skies and seas, replacing them with bright, verdant fields and meadows. Such properties made the resulting paintings all the more unnerving. These were landscapes, after all, that had witnessed the Second World War unfold. As Hubertus Putin has observed, the deliberately unstudied composition of Richter's own source image, with its unbalanced horizon and unsteady vantage point, adds a further layer of subversion. Hubertus Putin, romantic landscapes as cuckoo's eggs, in Dietmar Elgar, Gerhard Richter Landscapes, Ostfildern, 2011, page 126. By deliberating, countering the constructed dramatic nature of paintings by artists such as Friedrich, Richter expresses a loss of faith in art's transcendental power. Every beauty that we see in landscape, he explains, every enchanting color effect or tranquil scene or powerful atmosphere, every gentle linearity or magnificent spatial depth or whatever is our projection, and we can switch it off at a moment's notice. Gerhard Richter notes 1986 Ibid. For all its radiance, the present work ultimately represents an expression of this conviction that art in the 20th century could no longer claim to offer a window onto nature. Lot 226, fiery red and gold blaze across the intimate panorama of Gerhard Richter's Abstractus Bild, 1980. Embellished with rich streaks of thick impasto, the work depicts a scorching wave of molten color, an eddy of vibrancy that erupts across the canvas. Evoking a cosmological expansion, the painting itself is a meditation on becoming and transformation. As Richter explains, this first smooth, soft-edge paint surface is like a finished picture, but after a while I decide that I understand it, or I have seen enough of it, and in the next stage of painting I partly destroy it, partly add to it, and so it goes on at intervals till there is nothing more to do and the picture is finished. By then it is a something which I understand in the same way it confronts me, as both incomprehensible and self-sufficient. An attempt to jump over my own shadow. Gerhard Richter quoted in an interview with Wolfgang Pant, 1984, in Hans Ulrich Obrist editor, Gerhard Richter, The Daily Practice of Painting, Writings and Interviews, 1962 to 1993, London, 1995, page 112. Abstractus Bild represents a pivotal moment for the artist, during which he more fully defined his visual idiom and point of inquiry. Beginning in 1976, Richter's Abstractus Bilder represent one of the most significant and extensive strands of his practice, spanning multiple decades in witness to several technical innovations. The initial abstractions were a series of small-scale works that the artist endeavored to translate across larger canvases using slide projections and sketches. Struggling to reconcile his bold vision on a grander scale, Richter wrote to art historian Benjamin Buchlo in 1979 about his inability to realize an old dream of mine, which I always try to make real, to paint like a proper painter, cleverly and beautifully organizing a surface with color and form. And when I do it, I'm convinced every time that I am on the right path, and every time I see, sooner or later, that it has turned out to be nothing. Gerhard Richter, letter to B.D. Buchlo, 15 May, 1979. Together, the Abstractus Bilder establish a remarkable thesis on the relationship between chance and the artist's purposeful intervention, themes that Richter explored in the present work. Indeed, arrested with the small frame, Abstractus Bild nevertheless conveys Richter's force and anticipates the evolution that was to come. In the Abstractus Bilder, the image is determined entirely by the paint and its color alone. As the artist himself said, when I paint an abstract picture, I neither know in advance what it is meant to look like, nor during the painting process what I am aiming at and what to do about getting there. Painting is consequently an almost blind, desperate effort, like that of a person abandoned, helpless, in totally incomprehensible surroundings. Gerhard Richter quoted in J. Harton and D. Elgar, Gerhard Richter Paintings, 1962 to 1985, exhibition catalog, Städtische Kunsthalle Düsseldorf, 1986, page 89. Yet within these fully realized images are whole worlds that appear entirely genuine, yet do not truly exist. Recalling the same sense of sublime awe found in romantic scenes by Caspar David Friedrich and J.M.W. Turner, Richter's series captures an expressive and impulsive potency. In posing new possibilities, the primordial explosion of abstractus built suggests a similarly irrevocable and cataclysmic extreme. Within the unpredictable and unconstrained image is the next world, shattered and then remade anew. Lot 139. It's never blind chance. It's a chance that is always planned, but also always surprising. Gerhard Richter. Abstractus Bild, 1981, is a visually striking and exceptional example of Richter's innovative, experimental, and masterful painterly process in its infancy. Created in 1981, Abstractus Bild marks an important evolution in Gerhard Richter's celebrated career, produced at the moment the artist shifted his attention from figurative photo paintings to the infinite possibilities of abstraction. In the same year that the present work was created, Richter's photo paintings from the previous decade were shown in the group exhibition, A New Spirit in Painting, at the Royal Academy in London. From Pablo Picasso to Andy Warhol, the show brought together the most important paintings of the time, including work by the neo-expressionists Georg Baselitz and Anselm Kiefer. For Richter, the exhibition pushed him to depart from figurative painting entirely and dive into the aesthetic potential of abstraction. A desire that led him to break the boundaries of art history's abstract canon. Richter has explained that his early abstract paintings allowed me to do what I had never let myself do, put something down at random. And then, of course, I realized that it can never be random. It was always a way of opening a door for me. If I don't know what's coming, that is, if I have no hard and fast image, as I have with a photographic original, then arbitrary choice and chance play an important part. Gerhard Richter, quoted in Gerhard Richter Text, London, 2009, page 256. Typical of Richter's spectacular early series of abstracta builder. The present work is more intimate in scale than his later monumental canvases, allowing its viewer to closely examine its extraordinary surface whilst simultaneously absorbing the whole composition. Encapsulating Richter's early investigations into order and chaos, Abstractus Bild masterfully balances smooth planes of color with sumptuously layered areas of impasto. Rich, vibrant colors and seductive textures in the present work stimulate our senses, conjuring our desires through Richter's forceful yet harmonious strokes of paint. Bright yellow and electric green fields are contrasted with areas of dark gray, appearing as organic outcrops of land meeting the sea, evoking a landscape seen from above. In Richter's own words, almost all the abstract paintings show scenarios, surroundings, or landscapes that don't exist, but they create the impression that they could exist, as though they were photographs of scenarios and regions that had never yet been seen, that could never exist. Gerhard Richter quoted in I Have Nothing to Say and I'm Saying It, conversation between Gerhard Richter and Nicholas Sirota, spring 2011, in Mark Godfrey and Nicholas Sirota, Gerhard Richter Panorama, Exhibition Catalog, Tate Modern London, 2011, page 19. Two horizontal green and blue lines slice across the canvas, recalling the gestural strokes of abstract expressionist painting. While visually reminiscent of these works, Richter refuses to conform to the sentimental movement that defined abstract expressionism. Rather, Richter was able to sculpt a unique aesthetic identity for himself, determined by his trademark tool, the squeegee. A rectangular sheet of perspex attached to a wooden handle, Richter applies and reapplies layers of paint to the canvas, dragging them across the surface to produce glistening traces of color. An important innovation for Richter, this technique enabled him to enhance the physical quality of paint whilst renouncing a certain element of artistic control. Asked how chance in his paintings related to the automatism of Jackson Pollock or Surrealism, Richter stated, "It certainly is different. Above all, it's never blind chance. It's a chance that is always planned, but also always surprising. And I need it in order to carry on, in order to eradicate my mistakes, to destroy what I've worked out wrong, to introduce something different and disruptive. I'm often astonished to find how much better chance is than I am." Gerhard Richter quoted in Benjamin Buchlow and Hans-Ulrich Obrist editors, Gerhard Richter, The Daily Practice of Painting, Writings and Interviews, 1962 to 1993, London, 1995, page 159. Spontaneous yet confident, instinctive yet deliberate, this intimate work is a sublime example of the miraculous nature of Richter's early abstractions, dismantling figuration, expression, and the authorial voice, even as it declares a bold intentionality which would define the rest of his highly celebrated career. Abstractus Built showcases Richter's exceptional skills in technique and abstract composition, confirming Richter's status as a revered pioneer in the history of Western painting. Lot 12 in Abstractus Build 2001, flecks and layers of mauve, cerulean, and cherry red cascade down the jewel-sized canvas, forming a mesmeric landscape of subtly intertwined hues. Relinquishing the paintbrush in favor of a squeegee, Richter has created an image that owes its appearance to serendipitous amalgamations and chance formations, falling within his prodigious and celebrated series of abstract paintings, which he began painting in 1977. First experimenting with the diverse patterns and mixtures enabled by the tool's rubber surface, which ultimately lay beyond the artist's control, Richter subsequently chooses the resulting image he is satisfied with, following hours and days of reworking. When speaking of process for his Abstractus Builder, Richter has explained that he alters his abstract paintings much more often than the representational ones. They often turn out completely different to what I'd planned. Gerhard Richter quoted in I Have Nothing to Say and I'm Saying It, conversation between Gerhard Richter and Nicholas Sirota. Gerhard Richter, A Panorama, London 2011, page 17. In Abstractus Build, the striations of paint seem to have kept their deliquescent form, presenting the viewer with a composition that is essentially in movement. Adopting the squeegee as a signature tool in the mid-1980s, Richter became fascinated, almost obsessed, with the idea of exploiting the hidden possibilities of color in an approach that neared archaeological exploration through processes of excavation and lamination. As a result, he would rub and scrape the paint that he had applied in large bands across the canvases to build shimmering, gem-like compositions. For about a year now, I have been unable to do anything in my painting but scrape off, pile on, and then remove again, the artist wrote. It would be something of a symbolic trick, bringing to light the lost, buried treasures, or something to that effect. Richter quoted in Notes, 1992, Hans-Ulrich Obrist, Gerhard Richter, The Daily Practice of Painting, London, 1995, page 245. With this technique, Richter would masterfully blend the various pigments he employed with one another, and spread the painterly collisions across the surface to convey explosive kaleidoscopic swaths. Blurring one area of color into another, his abstract paintings make the viewer feel like they are looking at an out-of-focus image that lies beyond decipherment. In Abstractus Built, Winter has run the squeegee repeatedly over the picture plane to produce the final tableau of accepted color iterations, materialized in a predominantly mauve and gray composition. Furthermore, the scraping and streaking of paint in abstract as build produces an effect reminiscent of a photographic blur. In this respect, the work confirms Richter's continued engagement with photographic imagery, which he had begun with a series of photorealist works commenced in 1961. Here, the gray-black spots tumbling down the surface in the upper left quadrant of the composition are reminiscent of the planes feverishly shooting past the viewer in Richter's Bomber, painted in 1963, and today residing in the Städtische Galerie Wolfsburg. With their combed brushwork and pictorially elusive understatement, Richter's photorealist paintings presaged the abstract turn Richter would take nearly two decades later with his new tool of predilection. An exquisite and opulently textured painting, Abstract as Built, demonstrates Richter's talent in conveying poetry and magnificence through abstraction. With abstract painting, we create a better means of approaching what can be neither seen nor understood, Richter once exclaimed. Gerhard Richter quoted in Ronald Nasgard. Gerhard Richter Paintings, Exhibition Catalog, Museum of Contemporary Art, Chicago, 1988, page 107. With its majestic tides traversing the surface of the canvas, Abstract as Built is a sumptuous example of Richter's formulation of the ineffable. Lot 29. Pulsating with solar energy, Abstract as Built, 1994, is a stunning example of Gerhard Richter's abstract painting series, which the artist commenced in 1977 and continued working on vigorously throughout his career. Dominated by a near-fluorescent expanse of yellow that lets discrete stabs of color appear throughout, the present work demonstrates Richter's unwavering interest in the intersection of color and structure as a realm of extended possibilities. The horizontal swaths of paint, varying in density and opacity, conjure the vision of an illuminated and highly saturated landscape. Executed with Richter's trademark tool, the squeegee, these luminous tides are serendipitously distributed throughout the surface, allowing for passages of translucence to emerge. Beginning to use the squeegee in the mid-1980s, Richter declared that he had been unable to do anything in his painting but scrape off, pile on, and then remove again, since signifying the importance of the newfound technique within his practice and oeuvre. Gerhard Richter quoted in the Daily Practice of Painting, Writings 1962 to 1993, Cambridge 1995, page 242, a stunning and lavishly chromatic example from the artist's abstract paintings. The present composition is exemplary of Richter's unparalleled skill as a colorist. Chance within Richter's abstract paintings takes on paramount importance, guiding the artist's decisions throughout the work's incremental process of creation. When I paint an abstract picture, I neither know in advance what it is meant to look like, nor during the painting process what I am aiming at or what to do about getting there, he wrote. Painting is consequently an almost blind, desperate effort, like that of a person abandoned, helpless, in totally incomprehensible surroundings, like that of a person who possesses a given set of tools, materials, and abilities, and has the urgent desire to build something useful, which is not allowed to be a house, or a chair, or anything else that has a name, who therefore hacks away in the vague hope that by working in a proper professional way, he will ultimately turn out something proper and meaningful. Gerhard Richter quoted in Notes 1985, Gerhard Richter Text, Writings, Interviews, and Letters, 1961 to 2007, London 2009, page 142. Encapsulating Richter's animated process defined by trust, repetition, and persistence. abstractist build displays the progressive meanderings that the artist has gone through whilst working on the canvas, ultimately amounting to an irrepressibly dynamic result, redolent of the energy deployed in abstract expressionist canvases. With its vigorous yellow hue and its elements of striation, abstractist build recalls Clifford Still's PH 1074 from 1956-59, which today resides in the Artist Museum in Colorado. Moving past the painting's eponymously established abstract nature, Richter has elucidated that his abstract paintings were, in his eyes, evocative of reality to the point of phenomenological sentience. Almost all the abstract paintings show scenarios, surroundings, and landscapes that don't exist, but they create the impression that they could exist, he exclaimed, as though they were photographs of scenarios and regions that had never yet been seen. Gerhard Richter, quoted in I Have Nothing to Say and I'm Saying It, Conversations Between Gerhard Richter and Nicholas Sirota, Gerhard Richter Panorama, London, 2011, page 19. With the present work, Richter brings to mind a number of objects endowed with the composition's constitutive hue, most convincingly the sun that shines on the earth and all its perceptive beings. Whoops, I forgot one. Lot 217. Gerhard Richter's Abstractus Builder represent one of the most significant and extensive strands of the artist practice, spanning multiple decades and witnessing a great deal of technical innovation. Beginning in the late 1970s, Richter's initial abstract output encompassed a series of sophisticated paintings executed on an intimate scale. Painted in 1979, Abstractus Build is an important and early work of art that exudes movement, depth, and spontaneity. Richter describes the way in which his early abstract paintings, quote, allowed me to do what I had never let myself do, put something down at random. And then, of course, I realized that it never can be random. It was all a way of opening a door for me, unquote. Gerhard Richter, cited in Hans-Ulrich Olbrist, editor, Gerhard Richter, The Daily Practice of Painting, Writings and Interviews, 1962-1993, London, 1995, pages 215 and 216. The present work perfectly embodies Richter's interrogations of order and chaos, its composition delicately poised between the two. The artist's method for creating abstractus bild is embracing a technique of building up layers of paint, with the goal to create a newly complex surface. As each stage of the painting is completed, a new degree of abstraction was adopted, from the smooth layer of the foreground to the final applications of thick impasto. Describing his method at the time, Richter explains, quote, a picture like this is painted in different layers, separated by intervals of time. The first layer mostly represents the background, which has a photographic, illusionistic look to it, though done without using a photograph. This first smooth, soft-edged paint surface is like a finished picture, but after a while I decide that I understand it or have seen enough of it, and in the next stage of painting I partly destroy it, partly add to it, and so it goes on at intervals, till there is nothing more to do and the picture is finished. Ibid, page 112. Richter's utterly extraordinary and pioneering art of abstraction stands as the ultimate culmination of the heroic journey of his career, during which he has endlessly questioned the limits of representation, the nature of perception, and the operations of visual understanding. Abstractus Bild is both compelling, mysterious, and a timeless image that, in decades to come, will still be yielding new readings. Yeah, maybe I didn't need to do that one after all. But here we are.